Fred Film Radio. Alicia nella città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella città, the 11th edition of Rome Film Festival. I have with me Sophia Sandervan, producer of London Town Screening here at Alice. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
So as Derek Borte just told us, everything happened because of you and thanks to you. So could you tell me how did everything start?
So I was the head of the film division for Sony Music, and my mandate was to make music-based films, and I've always loved The Clash, although I grew up more in Duran Duran era. I did really love The Clash, and so I decided to do something with their music, but to do it from the point of view of someone growing up and discovering this music more than, you know, doing something about the band itself. And I loved movies like Goodbye Lenin, Almost Famous, Billy Elliot. So that was really the inspiration to come up with the story of a boy whose life is changed by this band. And so then I brought in writers to write this idea, and then we went through a couple of different drafts, and then we brought in a new Matt Brown, who wrote the draft that we have made. And, you know, then Derek came on board once we had the script ready to go. And so it's really a dream come true, you know.
And it turned into a film that talks about The Clash, but still it's a coming-of-age story, and it's very universal as well. We're expecting that when you first had the idea that it could come out.
That was the idea, was for every person who ever bought their first record, which of course now people aren't buying records anymore, but it's still the first thing. Everybody remembers, what was your first record? You probably remember what your first song was that you bought yourself with your own money.
By myself, I think it was Alanis Morissette.
See, there you go. Yeah, for me, it was Prince, you know, Purple Rain. So it's like, you know, you remember that first record, and I think that sets the tone for your life. You know, you start to live your life according to the lyrics, to what you, the mood it makes you feel. And when you're younger, it just affects you differently than when you're older. So that's what I wanted the film to talk about. And I think we've accomplished that.
Here's a question that I asked Daniel and asked Derek. Today you had a meeting with the young audience, and that was specifically your audience when you had the film in mind. So I was wondering, was there something that, did you expect this their way of really getting the film, getting involved in the film, feeling emotional? Were you expecting that? What did hit you about the question that they did or the way they perceived it?
Today was the most fantastic screening, because it was, we made the film for this audience. And I think it's very important to when you watch the film, it's about how it makes you feel. It's not about, you know, whether we pick the right songs or whether, you know, Joe Strummer looks exactly like Joe. It's about the feeling of hearing music for the first time. And I think these kids, they got it. You know, they understood what this movie's about. It's the greatest gift ever, because they understood.
Plus, even if it's set in a particular moment of history, right? It doesn't matter, because it's a coming of age. They're all going through that transformation.
Yeah. Exactly. It's universal. You know, you keep going. Kids fall in love for the first time. They hear music for the first time. They have problems in their families. It's universal. It happens in every country, in every culture, and I think that's what we wanted to tell.
They might not meet the leader of their favorite band, but still.
Yes, exactly. But in their dreams they do, right?
What did you dream about meeting then?
Oh, Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, of course, you know. Simon Le Bon was my dream, and then later I got to meet him, of course, because I was working at the record label. It was like a dream come true, you know. It was like I had to pinch myself.
I love that I asked you this question then, so you could tell me that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we all, you know, this the big, I grew up with Prince, Michael Jackson, Duran Duran, you know, that's sort of, The Clash was before my time, but I still really, of course, love their music.
Well, last question, after this experience, are you going to produce more films?
Yes, I did a movie called Cadillac Records with Beyoncé and Adrien Brody, which, you know, was also music-driven. And then I have another film out this year called The Man Who Knew Infinity with Dev Patel, Jeremy Irons. So So yeah, we keep going.
Then good luck. So then I'll definitely meet you again.
Yes, great. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This was Chiara Nicoletti talking about London Town at Alice nella Città. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.